BJJ Mat Times.
This is a quick talk we call On the Mats, where we talk live after training and have a shortened discussion about jiu-jitsu. Since we are in an open environment at the gym, you may hear some background noise. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy the conversation.
BJJ Mat Times.
Today we are on the mats with head coach, professor, running the gym here all the time, dedicated to jiu-jitsu always, Jake Mapes. How are you doing?
What's up, Rick?
Chilling, man. Chilling. So I'm having like a night at the house and I'm chilling and I'm having like all these thoughts about jiu-jitsu and different stuff going on. And I'm like, who can I talk to answer these questions about competition? Who do I know who has years of experience with jiu-jitsu and competition that can point me in the right direction? And you know what? Jake Mapes. That's what popped into my head. So here we are.
Right on, right on. Well, hopefully I can help you. I might know a little bit. Yeah. Definitely don't know enough.
Don't know enough. Maybe a little bit.
Maybe a little bit. I could definitely learn some more for sure.
All right, all right. Well, hey, so a bunch of us competed recently at Jiu-Jitsu World League last month. And I mean, it was great. Everybody went in, did what they did. And I felt like I learned a lot from the competition. I had some good points and bad points. From my experience out of it, as far as like what I did on the mats, definitely not the teaching, because I know there were things that I went out there and should have done differently because I've been taught differently. But hey, that's just the way it goes when you're live in the moment.
Yeah, that's what's cool about competition. You get to freestyle.
Yeah, freestyle.
Freestyle with like a template.
Yeah. And so when we talk about like templates, like in what we're doing for jiu-jitsu, how do you approach like for a competition? Is it like an 8-week, 6-week, 4-week training session? If somebody is like serious about wanting to compete and wanted to compete and be a competitor, and how do us who are more like casuals, like myself, who enjoy competing,
yeah,
but you know, I work a full time job and then I train and then I have all the responsibilities of life. How do we get in and how do we get in and get the right amount of training in to be prepared for a competition?
Man, there's a lot of ways. I think it all depends on your expectations and where your level of jiu-jitsu is at. What you're trying to do. If you're in the master's, say, you know, 3 division and you're working a full-time job, you kind of have to come to reality with your goals. You know, it's going to be tough to be like, yeah, I want to be an adult world champion at 44 years old and try to train twice a day and all this with family and all that stuff. That would just never happen, right? So, you know, say for somebody that's a white belt and getting into jiu-jitsu, a tournament could be something that if they wanted to accelerate their jiu-jitsu and just through the whole experience of doing it, that is definitely going to help. But I would advise that person to have some consistency in the room, you know, there quite a bit. And just to get a feel for it. I mean, you kind of brought it up to us, like how long of a camp, like, would you want? There's been like camps where, you know, it was like 4 to 6 weeks that I've kind of been a part of, or, you know, Solo or in Shanji at the university, you know, or even with Luis Amawi Jiu-Jitsu, we do like a, all right, we got this tournament in a couple months, and for a month, we're just going to get after it and train hard, or 4 weeks. But I kind of feel like if you're just training hard every day and you're just living like a good Jiu-Jitsu lifestyle or a healthy lifestyle, you shouldn't really, life's the camp. You know what I mean? You should just be training all the time. So if you do sign up for a tournament, yeah, you can ramp it up and there's ways to, you know, to maybe sharpen the tools a little extra sharper, and there's different kind of preparations, maybe a little extra strength and conditioning. But for the most part, like if you're here and you're consistently at least 3 to 4 times a week, 5 times a week, you're already kind of training like you're in camp.
So your regular everyday training, that everything that we're doing in class, and then you ramp it up a little bit and you're saying, hey, okay, I'm going to get in competition. I'm going to compete. We've been in here for 4 weeks doing positional rounds, doing, you know, maybe some longer format rounds, always, you know, making sure we're starting from standing and getting good takedowns. Do you ever put like a good game plan set up? Like, hey, something from a takedown, something from a top bottom game. What are your recommendations for that? Or what do you think about that?
Well, for sure. I mean, like you're going to gear up the training. The environment of the room is going to change. It definitely, you know, like we get people signed up on the board and we're all kind of rallied up and like, all right, like, you know, Jiu-Jitsu World League in this winter. Let's gear up for it. You know, the culture and the vibe in the room definitely changes. And it's cool because even the people who aren't competing get to be a part of it as well, and they get to help out. And, you know, but a lot of it, yeah, just high intense, high, maybe shorter, higher intensity rounds. You know, we got to make sure that we're not breaking each other too. You know, we do got to make it to this tournament. But at the same time, we have to, you know, train hard and kind of beat ourselves up so we can, you know, just like lifting weights, right? You got to have to tear the muscle down to kind of build it back up. And that's kind of how training for a tournament is. You want to put yourself in the worst possible scenarios. You want to get your ass kicked in training. So when you do go out and compete, if you do get an uncomfortable spot, you're like, oh, I've been here before. This isn't a foreign thing for me. You can react. And a lot of it is your cardio won't freak out. You know, you're not going to have that huge adrenaline dump. Maybe like if in training where all you're doing is just dominating and you only put yourself in good positions. But and then finally, when you do get in a bad position, like say in a tournament or even in the room, you find yourself like your heart rate is like three times as what it was before, you know, and that sucks when you finally feel that like in a tournament and you're like, oh, crap. And when you do feel that, you're kind of like, man, I didn't train right. I didn't train hard enough. You know,
you get that gas out from like not having enough cardio, not having enough stamina. So like when we're training in here, is there how do we train to say, hey, okay, I know I have a stamina problem. I know I have a cardio problem, or I think that may be a problem when I'm in competition. Is there any like specific type of rounds that we should do to train for that? Or is that just like that's a bad position rounds?
Yeah. I mean, bad position rounds help, you know, the shorter rounds where like, you know, Saturday comp class be like, okay, a minute of open guard, scenario where the guy on bottom might be up by a point or 2 points. And you have to pass. You have a minute. If you don't pass, you lose. You know, and then I always joke around and be like, all right, the 1-3-1 Main Street world champion, you know, make it stupid. But make it fun. But also at the same time, like, hey, you have to pass. That's a great way to kind of set that intensity. A lot of it, too, is just being able to implement your game plan. When you're not implementing your game plan, you find your cardio getting tested. Anyone can breathe and feel comfortable when they're like on their A game or when they're the bully, right? Like when you're the bully and you're smashing, when do you find yourself breathing hard? Not really ever.
Not really.
Right. So that's kind of like, okay, if I can implement my game plan, I know I'm probably gonna be able to breathe better. I can probably last a little bit longer. I can have like more bursts of speed and energy if I'm in my zone where I want to be. And it's usually who can kind of punch each other in the mouth first. Yeah. Who can kind of like, all right, if I get ahead, I get my game plan going first, even if it's pulling guard, you know, but I'm in my zone.
You're staying a step ahead of what your opponent is doing.
Yeah, I'm not going to wait. I'm going to like, okay, I'm going to put my game on you and make you react to me compared to, hey, let's figure it out and wait and see what you're doing.
How do you set up your game plan? Do you do like, hey, I have a specific takedown I'm working on. I have a guard pull that I'm working. I have a top game, a bottom game. Is there?
Well, you want to highlight everyone's strengths. You know, we're not going to be like, hey, today's game plan is where your weakest part of your game's at. You know what I mean? This is a tournament, yeah, right? Like you work on your weakest part in the training room.
Yeah.
Like when you go into a tournament, like this is where we want to show off like our, but it's show and tell, right? You're like, hey, dude, I want to show off my weapons. I want to show off my guard today, you know. And then obviously when you get to a certain level and you feel comfortable and you're competing all the time, you see these guys, they go out there and they just fart around and work on stuff that they need to work on. Yeah. But we're not there yet. Yeah.
So the value of competition, this is something that I think about because some of us, you know, we're in here and we're talking about competing and we talk about like, hey, you know, well, it's possible to get injured. It's possible to, you know, have these things happen that I think can happen just as easily in training, but you're just going much harder,
yeah,
in a competition room. So like, yeah, like where do we bring in the value of competing? Like, I think it's valuable because I think it's an opportunity to test yourself.
Absolutely.
And I think it's an opportunity to test what you know against somebody else of same age, same weight, same size, kind of very, it's like a very good equal comparison. So what do you think the value is of that, of competing?
Well, it's a great way to grow your game. Like my biggest, you know, growth in jiu-jitsu was getting to train with people that I don't get to train every day with, you know, like, and then you get to really test your career. Like, all right, like I'm going to bring my A game against this guy's A game and I got to see what he's got. And usually you always like take a piece of what they give you. you know, every time I've rolled with somebody, they kind of like you exchanging and I'll kind of like, I can almost flash back. I'm like, okay, this guy had this crazy guard game. I remember that, you know, or another guy who, even anybody, people that you've kind of, or tournaments where I've had where I smashed the dude, I was still able to like pick up a piece of their jujitsu and realize like what they're about. You know, it's like you get to, it's almost, this is so weird, but I feel like you're like reading their palm. You know what I mean? Like you know what they're about. It's really, it's like the lie detector test. You're on the mat and there's really like, there's kind of only the truth can come out, because I can talk about all these theories and all these concepts in jujitsu, but really going out on a tournament is just kind of like, okay, like what's it about? Is it going to work? And then you find out like, okay, that theory's BS.
That was YouTube.
That doesn't work. Yeah, exactly. And then you're like, okay, cool. Like this works, you know? And then obviously like when we get people ready for tournaments, I can't just like cookie cutter one person or like everybody into like one mold. Everyone's different, you know, like you're not going to be a triangle guy compared to like, say like a skinny, long, lengthy guy with, you know, who can do double triangles and dead orchards and, you know, but I don't really expect him to be like this super smasher killer on top.
Yeah.
You know, he can be just like the guy who can do that can be a good triangle guy. Yeah. But that's what's cool. You know, it's just like gearing people up and getting them ready for their, you know, their best versions of themselves.
We're talking a lot about competing, especially at the back half of the year, you know, kind of finishing out strong, maybe getting a bunch of people to go together and compete maybe in December,
mm-hmm.
You know, before the year ends. So there's a lot of people, I shouldn't say a lot of people, some people have concerns. Like they're like, hey, what if I go out and don't do well? What if I go out and get submitted? What if I go out and like all these things that are happening in their mind and we haven't stepped on the mats yet. Nothing's gone to be tested, but they have all these worries about failing or not coming out strong and winning. What do we tell people that when they say, hey, I'm worried about losing. I'm worried about that.
Well, if you're not worried about it, there's something wrong with you.
Fear right? is always a good thing.
Fear, you got to channel in the right way. I mean, fear, it can suck, right? Fear can like overwhelm you. But honestly, like with the tournaments, in regards to like, hell, I don't want to bum out the coach, or I don't want to like make the school look bad. That's whatever, dude. You know, that's all BS. This is like your own kind of personal journey. I'm just here to just kind of facilitate it, you know. But my thing is like, I'll always be like ride or die for my students. I'll always be there to support them. If they put the effort, they give me the commitment that, hey, I'm in here 3 to 4 times a week. I'm trying my best and they're training hard. Yeah, I'll go. It's the people that like, if they don't commit to it, like say they signed up, but they don't really want to train hard for it. Mm-hmm. And really, you know, it's like, if you want something you got to earn it. You know what I mean? If it's worth something and these tournaments, yeah, it's, you know, the medals aren't really worth it, but the experience is worth it.
The experience is so worth it,
you know. So, yeah, you just got to prepare yourself right. And I think there's no disappointment. You know what I mean? Like everyone, I've flown across the ocean to go crap the bed. You know what I mean? But that experience also, like, just made me go back. It put a lit a fire under my ass and just made me want to train harder and get better. And it did, you know. And yeah, of course, like I was disappointed. My coach is probably disappointed, but it just don't make the same mistake twice.
Go out there, yeah. Learn some stuff, do some stuff, apply what we learn here. You know, and something I've told people is like, go out there and do what you know. And I know that's what I play in my, and maybe I say that cause that's what I play in my own head.
Yeah.
When I'm out there is go yeah. out, compete, do what I know and put forth the best effort that I'm proud of.
Yes.
And that's what I try to tell other people too. It's like, just go out there and do something that you're proud of, regardless of outcome, just go out there and do it.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's about the team. It's about all of us going out together and sharing this experience and helping one another, cheering one another on, coaching, you know, out there. It's a great thing. So Jake, super appreciate you spending a few minutes with
us. No, it's cool.
Talking about this.
Yeah.
Anything else to add before we jump out of here?
Yeah. Well, you kind of said something is like, don't do what you know, right? If you ever go out there and compete, like, I don't care if you only know one move, right? Hopefully, you know, more than one move before you go compete. You know, you do want to, you know, you're like, if you are thinking about competing as like a white belt, try to have all your defenses lined up, you know, hey, can I get out of the back? can I get out of the mount? Because you're going to get there, right? Can I get out of side control? Can half guard? Can I retain half guard? Can I pass half guard? You see a lot of tournaments get won or lost in half guard. Oh, yeah, don't invent anything in the middle of a match, yeah. Right? Like, you know, don't say, hey, I'm going to try this and just, you know, hopefully it'll figure itself out. There's a good chance that's not going to work. You know, make that, invent jiu-jitsu in the training room. But like in a tournament, you know, try to stick to what you know and just try your best. And I swear, you know, that you'll be stoked that you did it. I very rarely find someone that does a tournament. If it doesn't work out for them, you never see them be like, I'm never doing this again. Or, you know, walk away like not proud of themselves. Right. You have a lot to be proud of. I mean, it's scary to step out there. You're 100% correct. But man, like even, you know, like I said, like flying across from Maui to LA, spending all this money and then just like, you know,
here we go.
Yeah. Like, and then like my match is like, you know, less than 2 minutes, but I was still proud of myself that I like put myself out there. You gotta be proud of it. You gotta be proud of failure too, as long as you're trying your best.
That's right.
So
thank you very much, Jake. Appreciate it. I'll see you on the mats.
Yeah, Ray.
BJJ Matt Times.